The campaigns for Vermont's key offices are shifting as candidates see the end of the legislative session on the horizon and primary deadlines looming. On Wednesday, Marlboro businessman and Democrat Brandon Riker dropped out of the race for Vermont Lieutenant Governor and announced his support of State Senator David Zuckerman. Riker, who entered the race last July, says he had hoped to build a grassroots coalition for change.
My campaign wasn't doing that. And although we were having support on the ground in Vermont, we weren't able to capitalize that. And Dave Zuckerman has been able to build that coalition, which is why not only did I withdraw, but chose to throw my support to Dave.
Riker visited all 14 counties in the state, attending meetings and constituency events. He found that while people agree with him on many issues, he was unable to build a coalition to support his candidacy.
I think being a first-time candidate, I had to clear a bar that people had never heard of me. You know, had I been in the state house or been more well-known in the state, I think I wouldn't have had to clear as many bars before people understood what I was talking about. So I was able to change the conversation, but I wasn't able to capture the support.
Middlebury College Professor Emeritus of Political Science Eric Davis isn't surprised that Riker left the race.
Brandon Riker's campaign never really got very much traction. I think he's someone who really is not very well known among Vermont voters, and I think since he's never held office and never run for office before and is a rather young man, he faced a lot of challenges in persuading voters that they should choose him for lieutenant governor over two much more experienced state legislators.
Speculation is also growing that Democratic incumbent U.S. Senator Patrick Leahy will face a Republican opponent. Leahy has trounced past opponents, winning his last race against Republican Len Britton 64-31%. Scott Milne, who narrowly lost a race to Democratic Governor Peter Shumlin in 2012, is pondering a run for the U.S. Senate and plans to make an announcement in May.
Our strategy is going to be to point out that he's part of the problem in Washington, and the primary attraction that Vermonters see to our incumbent senator is that he brings home the bacon. One of the reasons America has an $18 trillion deficit is because there's 100 senators claiming to their constituents that they bring home the bacon, and we're going to continue to have skyrocketing deficits.
Patrick Leahy, who is nearly 76, says he is definitely seeking another term. Professor Davis says Milne must prepare for a much more challenging race than his 2012 gubernatorial bid.
Running against Patrick Leahy in 2016 is very different than running against Peter Shumlin in 2014. First of all, Senator Leahy is much more popular than Governor Shumlin was. Second, 2016 is a presidential year. There'll be a large turnout. Large turnouts help Democrats in Vermont. Milne is going to have difficulty raising money. And Milne is unlikely to receive much support from the National Republican Party, who's concentrating its efforts on defending vulnerable Republican senators.
In Vermont's race for Lieutenant Governor, State Senator Zuckerman and State Representative Keisha Rahm are the remaining challengers in the Democratic primary. Former State Senator and State Auditor Republican Randy Brock and Rutland physician Independent Louis Myers are also running for the open seat. Current Republican Lieutenant Governor Phil Scott is running for governor. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.